Bellamy sighed and sat down next to his sister. I don't hate you. He grabbed her hand and gave it a squeeze. I just don't understand. Why'd you do it? The truth this time, please. Octavia fell silent, and he could feel her skin growing clammy as she began to tremble. Oh? He released her hand. I needed them, she said, her voice small. I can't sleep without them. She paused and closed her eyes. At first, it was just at night. I kept having these terrible dreams, so the nurse at the care center gave me medicine to help me sleep, but then it got worse. There were times when I couldn't breathe, when it felt like the whole universe was closing in on me, crushing me. The nurse wouldn't give me any more medicine, even when I asked, so I started stealing pills. It was the only thing that made me feel better. Bellamy stared at her. That's what you were caught stealing? He asked slowly, the realization overtaking him. Not food for the younger kids in the care center. Pills. Octavia didn't say anything, just nodded, her eyes full of tears. Oh, Bellamy sighed. Why didn't you tell me? I know how much you worry about me. She took a deep breath. I know how you want to protect me all the time. I didn't want you to feel like you'd failed. Bellamy felt pain radiating from a spot behind his heart. He didn't know which hurt more, that his sister was a drug addict, or that she hadn't told him the truth because he'd been so blinded by his insane need to watch over her. When he finally spoke, his voice was hoarse. So what do we do now? He asked. For the first time in his life, he had no idea how to help his sister. What will happen when we give the medicine back? I'll be okay. I just need to learn how to live without them. It's already easier here. She reached out and took his hand, giving him a strange, almost pleading look. Do you wish you hadn't come here for me?